Every month for the past 4.5 years, Captain Rodman Sykes has sailed out to Block Island Sound with his crew and a small group of scientists. They tow a fishnet and scrape the seafloor twice in 3 different locations, within the area of the Block Island wind farm and in areas close to it for reference. Sykes stands over the fish to inspect them each time his crew brings up the net and releases the catch.
Mostly skates, there's a sea bass, a few small scum, sea robins, dogfish, not much else, but a good sample. So we'll go on to the next station.
While Sykes redirects his vessel to the next sampling area, scientists get right to work, sorting fish by species,
winter skate,
taking their weight and measuring their length.
35 and a half.
They also take samples of what's in the stomachs of fish sought after by recreational fishermen. Together, these scientists and fishermen make up the research team hired by Deepwater Wind to collect data to understand the wind farm's impacts on fish and shellfish. Sykes says at first, that didn't sit well with a small group of fishermen.
I had guys question me about why are you working for the wind farm. I told them I'm not working for the wind farm, I'm working for the fishing community.
Deepwater Wind hired fishermen to be a part of this research survey to get their buy-in. It worked. Sykes thinks this partnership between scientists and local fishermen is important.
We don't want some out-of-state boat. We don't want a government or state boat doing it. We need one of our boats to do it, to have the trust of the fishermen.
As a longtime commercial fisherman for nearly 50 years, he knows these waters well. Fishermen respect him, so he's kind of like the fishing community's eyes and ears on this project. Drew Carey is a lead scientist for Inspire Environmental, the firm overseeing the fish survey. The firm tapped into the expertise of local fishermen to design the study to learn where they drag their nets, how fish move in the area, and what kinds of concerns they have.
But we also designed a very robust scientific study so that both the regulators and the academic scientists would be satisfied that the results from the first offshore wind farm in the nation could be useful and applied to a lot of other projects that are on the drawing board right now.
Carey says they collected data during the most disruptive construction periods. He and Sykes both say they haven't seen anything that indicates negative changes to fish and lobster populations around the turbines. It's too early to see trends, but the turbine foundations have already become artificial reefs. On another boat that gave a tour of the offshore wind farm this summer, Grover Fugate with the Rhode Island Coastal Resources Management Council told visitors the foundations the turbines sit on have about 1.5 inches layer of mussels that are attracting more fish.
We were out here several times with the work crews, and you put the fish finders on, and you can see these columns of fish up and down underneath the towers. The other interesting thing is, speaking to some of the fishermen, is that the fish species that you see under each tower tend to differ. So it seems like each tower has its own little community that's a little different than the others.
Some fishermen are still skeptical. Back on the boat where fish data are being gathered, Anthony Ponte is one of them. He too hasn't seen any negative impact so far.
But you don't know what's going to happen once electricity starts flowing through the wires.
And Rodman Sykes, the captain of this boat, adds fishermen feel like there are still a lot of unknowns about how a new energy industry will affect theirs.
And this, of course, is only the beginning. If this works out, there's just going to be more and more and more. How much of the ocean are they going to take away from us? We've basically had the ocean to ourselves for forever, and now the ocean is starting to be divided up. And that's a hard thing to accept, but you got to realize that someday somebody's going to say, wait a minute, I want some of that.
This research project that Sykes is a part of will continue to gather data for 2 years while the Block Island wind farm is in operation. That ought to give Rhode Island and other states a better understanding of what fishing impacts to expect from an emerging offshore wind industry. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.